Pelham Today has invited year-end reflections from our elected officials. Today we hear from Pelham Town Councillor Shelley Nisnik. This year has been a productive one for your town council. I can go on record as saying that your council has got along well without issue, items are debated respectfully, and no grudges have been held. When I look at councils in other municipalities, their behavior and bickering, I am grateful for our councillors and mayor. When I first came to council 6 years ago, part of my platform was to help improve the town's finances. Over those years, the town has reduced its overall debt by approximately $2 million each year. Our reserves still require improvement, but we are making good strides in that regard. Being on the Pelham Finance and Audit Committee during my tenure, the town has made significant strides in their accounting policies. In the past 6 years, the town has only taken out one debenture, debt. As debt is repaid, the payments towards that debt are continued and put into reserves to allow payments on future debentures without having to burden the taxpayers. There have been significant accomplishments made by the town this past year. The East Secondary Plan was finally approved after years of work and consultation. This is a roadmap for the future development in Fenwick. Also, significant time was spent on development charges. In February, we received a consultant's report to increase charges by 28%. Council deferred that decision back to the consultant and staff for further review and consultation with developers. This month, new development charges have been approved at an increase of 19%. I can go on record as saying that your council has got along well without issue. We have completed a governance review which will keep the size of council as is but will change the ward boundaries such that the three wards will continue with similar population over the next 10 years. Speaking of which, the role of deputy mayor has changed. Previously, each councillor performed the role of deputy mayor for 8 months. Since the beginning of this term, the deputy mayor serves for a term of 2 years. I had the privilege of being deputy mayor for the past 2 years, filling in for the mayor when he was unable to attend certain meetings or functions. It was the desire of council to rotate this position, thus I did not put my name forward for the second term. There are exciting developments on the horizon. Mountain View Homes will commence building a senior's residence on Meridian Way close to the Sobeys and Food Basic Plazas. There are 3 buildings to be built with initial construction to start early in 2025. Additionally, future large-ticket items coming before council include the renovation of the Fonthill Library, the replacement of Station 1 Fire Hall, and future redevelopment of our Tice Road Operations Facility. I would like to thank town staff for their dedication and continued support of council and the citizens of Pelham. Special thanks to all our volunteers who dedicate countless hours on committees, service clubs, and special events. Without our volunteers, we would not be the wonderful community where we live. On behalf of my wife, Sue, and our family, we wish you a joyous holiday season and all the best for a prosperous new year. Councillor John Wink represents Ward 2.